Good morning. We're continuing with our study of Chovos HaLevavos Shara Bitachon. And of course, last week when we left off, the Chovos HaLevavos had taught us that basically there are two elements that come into life in terms of the way that we proceed. There's a three-step process called recognizing a choice, making the choice, and then, of course, carrying out the choice or just do it. We pointed out that the first two are in the hands of man, but the third one's not in the hands of man. The third one requires HaKadosh Baruch Hu's efforts. And so therefore, where we're turning to today's section from the Chovos HaLevavos, he says, therefore, tefillah, by definition, contains two elements, and only two elements. Because if you're already a Baal Bitachon, if you already are a person who has Bitachon, you realize that there are certain things that are preordained, and there are certain things that are in your hands. So the first thing that we turn to Hashem for assistance with is to give us the ability to daven to Hashem that things shouldn't impede us going from our choice to action. You know how it is. Sometimes we make a choice within our lives. I want to do a chesed. I want to go to sit down and learn Torah. I want to get involved in giving a tzedakah. And then all of a sudden something else comes in and impedes the flow of energy. Whether it's a thought that pops into my head prior to davening about a different situation, or before I get a chance to go visit that person, or write that check for tzedakah, or take care of whatever that issue is, I have a hard time. And so now all of a sudden, I forget, or I don't perform the mitzvah with the same hislavos, the same concentration. This is one of the great challenges that exists in our world today. How many of us in our lives are able to come to shul, or to come to a sitter, to sit down and daven, and have true kavana, true total awareness of what it is that I'm doing when I daven? The answer is, I can't speak for the rest of you, but for me, 354 days of the Jewish calendar, at least three times a day and sometimes more, it's kind of hard, because someone talks to you a minute before davening, or some thought pops into your head in the middle of Shmon Esrei, and whatever it is, that takes me away for a little while. And it all of a sudden I turn around and realize I've just recited the tefillah, and I didn't do it the way I wanted. And that is a challenge for us. We go away from choice to action. And that's one of the great challenges that we deal with. And the truth is that we daven to Hashem and ask Him, please give us the energy for us to be able to withstand, to give us the ability to withstand the challenge that you are presenting within the world. That's something a human being has the ability to ask Karam Hashem. To make choices, that Hashem should make the choices for us, that's our responsibility. But to give us the clarity when we go from the choice to the action, that's one aspect of prayer. The other aspect of prayer is the understanding that we can daven to Hashem to give us the ability to carry out the choices. Sometimes it's not based on our own thinking or impediments to our thinking, but rather it's God Himself and circumstances beyond our control that keep us from being able to carry things out. Coronavirus prevents us from sometimes being able to go visit our loved ones, from being able to achieve the mitzvah of Bikur Cholim. Corona kept us from shul for how many months? Corona kept us from being able to learn and to daven appropriately for how long? And so in our tfilos, we reach out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and we ask Him constantly, please, give us the ability to focus so that we figure out how we can go from our contemplation on the one hand to carrying out the choices and doing it. And on the other hand, please take out the external factors that prevent us from serving You appropriately. If you don't know where you're going, says Rav Matisyahu Solomon, commenting on these words of the Chovos HaLevavos, you can daven to Hashem for siyata dishmaya, for influence to sort of direct us and help us see. And that is also a certain aspect of that which we want in tefillah. A clarity, but the choice is ultimately ours. The other half of what we daven for, well, once we know what we want to do, we can daven to Hashem to give us the energy to stick to our plan so that we carry it out, to be able to withstand the challenges that come along, to look for ways for us to achieve that which we want to achieve. Tefillah is not to make the situation go away. Tefillah is not to make us make choices. Tefillah for a person who has bitachon is to help us identify what it is that we want, to give us the extra energy once we make that choice to make it go from the contemplation stage to the actualization stage. And tefillah is also the ability to ask Hashem to make sure that when we just do it, that the action gets done. So as you're going through your day as a Baal Bitachon, as one who has the trust in Hashem, take some time, even but a second, to dive into Hashem and ask Him, Yiyu l'ratzonim reifi ve'gyon libi lefanecha, that may my words be taken by you and appear in front of you favorably, so that I can carry out the mission in life, the one I choose, to serve you fully and totally. And if we make that part of our day, every day will be infused with meaning. It will be infused with our choice, and it will be infused with our opportunity to show how exactly we want to serve Hashem with every single fiber of our being. Have a great day.